It's day 164 of hashtag 365. And you may remember back on day 144, I talked about body confidence and the lack of normal looking male role models that are out there, you know, in the media and the like, and some of the risks around being overweight as well. And there's something that's kind of plaguing me. There's something that's going on at the moment that just isn't quite computing. And I wanted to talk about it. Classically beautiful people. And by classically beautiful, I mean kind of lean looking, great skin, big eyes, thick, lovely hair, you know, classically beautiful people are becoming spokespeople for body positivity online. And although I hate to admit it, because I like to think that anybody that's spreading any sort of message around body positivity is a good thing, but when they're super classically beautiful, it kind of just doesn't really sit that well with me. And look, I get it. I get that you can't tell what's going on the inside by judging, like, by someone's external appearance. You know, you can't tell what's going on the inside by looking at the outside. I get that. And I don't claim to know what people have been through. But all I can do is explain how it makes me feel. And when I see someone who looks so unbelievably beautiful, who's risen to amazing heights, is on the front cover of magazines, is in movies and TVs, and, you know, has looks that 99% of the people in the world would simply love to have. When I see people like that saying things like, negative body image starts with you, you need to change the way you talk about yourself and your body, really the only kind of overriding feeling I have is sort of one of, kind of like, fuck off. Do you know what I mean? Like, more and more, in 2019, like, people are rightly being reminded to check their privileges, you know, to be mindful of your upbringing, the fact that your class, your race, your mental health, your genetics, everything plays a part in how well you do in life and how you're able to operate in the world. And I kind of like put it to you that perhaps the same is true with beauty. And I was talking about this online on my Twitter the other day. Beauty privilege, is that a thing? Maybe it is. Perhaps it isn't appropriate for someone who looks not just acceptable by the tyrannical media standards that the media imposes on us, but actually looks like a swan of beauty within that world. Perhaps it's not appropriate for someone that's that beautiful to be the person saying, hey, dude, love yourself. Don't let anyone, tear you down. I'm talking about one person in particular here, and I'm not saying her name because I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be confrontational like that. I don't think that's a positive thing to do. But equally, and it's not just aimed at her. It's also aimed, it's aimed at anybody that is talking about body confidence when they're coming from an extraordinarily privileged position of already looking absolutely incredible. Even if they don't think they look incredible, like, everybody thinks they look incredible. I don't know, maybe there's only positivity behind it. Maybe there's nothing, there's no, like, insincere underground plan. But is it appropriate? That's kind of what I'm asking. It's just a feeling, like I say, it just doesn't compute somehow. And it's frustrating, because I want to see normal people in the media talking about body confidence. Like, normal-looking people, not people that look so, this particular lady, she's always talking about how, you know, you shouldn't airbrush, don't airbrush your skin, and, you know, you shouldn't wear body makeup to cover up your bruises and scars, like, you know, believe in yourself. And it's like, that's all great, and that's all wonderful, and I really embrace and like that message. But I just think it's a bit rich when it comes from someone who's so unbelievably attractive. Just sort of a bit like, it's all right for you to say that, isn't it? You don't have to worry about it. Or even if you feel like you do, you're still getting away with it. I don't know. It just doesn't compute. I haven't made my mind up, though, as you can probably tell.